both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the air. Time now to say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing pretty good. Where'd the sun go?
I don't know. First day of spring, though, you know, today.
It is.
Yes. Officially.
Officially, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some places are giving out free Italian ice on, you know, this first day of spring.
I'm just giving out free advice.
Do many people take it?
No. That's probably a good thing.
That's a really good thing.
It is. But if you want some, just let me know. I'd be more than happy to give it to you.
it was a beautiful day yesterday, and it was a nice weekend, except for a little breezy.
Yep, that it was. Yeah, I had to drive back from the cities yesterday. It was a nice day for a drive.
Very pleasant. It was.
Yeah, beautiful day out there.
It was.
Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting IC2, Daryl K. Roll. Daryl was born, I find this interesting, 10-20-30 in Odessa, October 20th, 1930.
10-20-30.
Easy to
remember.
Yep, Odessa, and passed away on April 6th, 2014. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on January 16th, 1951. And was honorably discharged in Boston, Massachusetts on December 8th, 1954. Served 3 years and almost 3 months on foreign or sea service out of the 3 years and 10 months he was in. So didn't spend much time on land those few years. Hmm. He was aboard the USS Salem. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Good Conduct Medal, the National Defense Service Medal, and the Navy Occupation Medal. So we thank you, Daryl, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Hats off to all the veterans. Every day is Veterans Day, we say.
Every day is Veterans Day in our office.
That's right. All right. Well, speaking of your office, you've got some information on Camp Lejeune again there, right?
Yeah. It was, we talked a couple of months ago about the VA's proposing to establish a presumptive service connection for certain conditions related to contaminated water that was at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. Well, as of March 14th, those eight conditions are officially presumptive. The final rule has been established as of March 14th. This applies to active duty, reserve, and National Guard members who served at Camp Lejeune for a minimum of 30 days cumulative, not consecutive. So, you know, you do 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there, or week here, week there. If you served at Camp Lejeune for at least 30 days altogether between August 1st, 1953, December 31st, 1987, and you're diagnosed with any of these conditions, adult leukemia, aplastic anemia, and other myelodysplastic syndrome, bladder cancer, kidney cancer, liver cancer, multiple myeloma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or Parkinson's disease, all those conditions are related to the contaminated water, that drinking water that was at Camp Lejeune. And that area also includes Camp Lejeune, Marine Corps Air Station New River, and all the satellite camps and the housing areas there. This presumption complements the health care already provided for 15 illnesses or conditions as part of the Honoring America's Veterans and Caring for Camp Lejeune Families Act of 2012. More simply, the Camp Lejeune Act. It requires VA to provide health care to veterans who served at Camp Lejeune and to reimburse family members or pay providers for medical expenses for those who resided there for not fewer than 30 days between August 1st, 1953 and December 31st, 1987. So there's a little over 34-year window where if you were stationed at Camp Lejeune, been diagnosed with one of these conditions, you're eligible for VA disability benefits.
And when you say presumptive, that means you don't have to prove it or anything, just the fact that you were there, you're
just eligible, the fact right? that you were there and you were and you've been diagnosed with one of these. It's a lot similar to herbicide exposure in Vietnam. If you develop ischemic heart disease, diabetes, anything like that, and you served in country in Vietnam, it's presumed that that condition is related to herbicide exposure.
Okay.
So More information on this, you can contact our office and the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
All right, and that number is...
You had it out for me. Thank you. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office in the lower level of the courthouse.
Nice springy green level, pretty quick.
Green garden level. Open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right, and you'll be in the office today?
Yes, and I want to thank all those people that showed up for our cabin fever reliever.
That was a good sub there.
That was good food, I thought.
You bet. Yeah. All right, sounds good. All right, well, thanks, Josh. I don't think I have any other announcements or anything to make today, so we'll move along. And
can't think of anything either.
So. All right. Well, we'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benninga, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us here on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the Air.